This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Carlese, like a caprese salad almost. You know, he actually tried to create a new fucking caprese. You know what caprese is, right?
That's the least believable thing that you said.
Oh,
Charlize's lawyer, her attorney, Carlese, tried to come up with a new salad and seemingly failed, by the way, that by your verbiage.
So caprese, you know, is buffalo mozzarella, heirloom tomato, basil, vinaigrette, right?
Sure.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good, right? So the Carlese, which ended up not going anywhere, was buffalo mozzarella, heirloom tomato, cherry tomato, vinaigrette, toenails, and a basil leaf. Like a fresh basil leaf.
The second to last one before.
Cherry tomatoes, like on top of the heirloom.
The basil is an interesting choice, too. The basil.
Yeah, because it's already on the caprese.
Yeah. So that's why it's not interesting. You said toenails.
And when you bite into it, it's like the toenail and the basil sort of brings out this umami in the Carlese.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not allowed to ever text him or her client again. I'm trying to remain steadfast.
Is that the right word?
No, I guess not. Because he just said, you're not using steadfast correctly.
Wait, are we recording? Has it started?
Yeah, it just started. Yeah.
I've always wanted to say that.
Oh, nice. The core four at it again. David Young, Carpal Karaoke, right?
Yeah.
Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. Sorry, let me finish, right? If you want the intro.
Sure. Well, you paused.
Right.
I think he said right.
Not every silence.
He's already in it. I love it. I love the energy right off the bat. Johnny,
you never
what's
heard
up?
The show.
I've never seen the show or heard it.
Welcome to another edition of
It's kind of that kind of energy. You're entering the lion's den.
Do you have like a sound library? This is like a morning radio show.
Sorry, word of the week already. This is unbelievable. You just pocketed $1,000, David.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What was the word?
What'd you say?
What was the word?
Do. David, what's your Venmo?
I'm just going to, don't worry about it. I'm happy
to
just.
No, come on.
No, it's okay.
No, it's all right.
I'm good.
All right.
Don't send him $1,000 for sure, though.
Is it David Young SD?
It's not. Right. My picture's on it, but don't even worry about it. You save that money.
Yeah. I don't really have it. It'll be an overdraft fee, but we'll figure it out.
All right. Sounds good.
Is it Astrologian IRL?
No, it's obviously not that. He says it's his name and he has his photo next to it. It's not SD. It's not Astrology IRL.
At all of them and he's not coming up.
Just send it to any of those David Youngs. We kind of work as a team. We're like Saturns. So it's, you give it to one, we all feel the benefits. How long is this podcast?
It's 45 minutes to an hour. We're back at again with the White Vans. We've got David Young, TV writer, College Humor fame, et cetera, et cetera. We've got Amir Blumenfeld. What are you doing these days? You're putting old videos that you used to make
vertical and then putting that on TikTok? What is that, to generate buzz so you can do other projects in the television industry?
Yeah, it's all about everything now has gone 90. I mean, David Young gets what I'm talking about. We're talking about there's this 90. Entire sort of horizontalization of content, and we're completely verticalizing it again. So forget everything you knew about 16 by 9. We're going 9 by 16. You know why? Because that's the shape of our cellular phones. Kids are addicted to these things. This iPad, second screen, iWatch technology, everything is completely...
Are you accidentally pitching Quibi right now?
So in order to, for our videos, we're sitting on a mountain of content, right? I mean, IP is the game, content is king, and then David knows this, distribution is the ace, right? So we take these videos and we have to sort of translate them, obviously not to a different language, but to a different aspect ratio. Suddenly,
it's so much simpler than what you're saying. You're like monologuing. It's just changing the aspect ratio. It's just the last thing you said.
Great. Nice. Okay. If it's just that, why don't you fucking do it?
Then explain to me why I'm bankrupt.
You know what else is horizontal? Money. Right?
But weren't you pitching the other way?
You're talking about vertical. You said the horizontalization of media is editing things into a vertical aspect ratio.
Okay. Like, yeah, I can have the court stenographer read back to you. What am I under deposition here? Or are we just making small talk, baby? We're just riffing. It's funny. Oh, he's...
Nice.
David, can we get a she?
She.
Pretty good. David, do you know what that is?
I do not. But Jimmy Fallon referenced it on the Tonight Show monologue, and I assume that it was a reference. I first thought it was something that you, Amir, originated.
Yeah, it's close. It is close. We did have a sheesh-related tagline back in the day. This is a TikTok trend where kids are saying sheesh, but it's with a prolonged ee, just like that. And then it's like a call and response.
Yeah.
What is the call is, yeah, what is it?
Sheesh. But it's basically you say sheesh.
Sheesh.
But you hardly say the last SH.
You barely say the first SH.
Yeah.
It has to be airy.
And who started that? Addison Rae?
No, Jesus Christ. How old are you, dude?
That's funny.
Brittany Furlan?
No, things don't... There's no attribution on TikTok. It just one day is everywhere and the next day it's gone. And for now, it's here.
Do you guys think Brittany Furlan has ever furloughed her staff? Like, you got to assume she has a personal assistant. What's that?
What do you mean by furloughed? Like,
she probably has an assistant and maybe she has a second assistant and then maybe she had to like let the first one go, bump the second one up and then hire someone new.
Is that what furloughed means?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that could have happened. Furloughed means though that you don't bring your staff in, right? You furlough your staff.
Yeah, yeah.
You let them keep their benefits, but you don't pay them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so, that's
for next joke.
Yeah. Save it, I guess, or rework it and bring it back to the table.
Ferris, cut that out. Johnny, what's new in the life and times? Johnny works at HeadGum. He just moved to New York, right? Or you're about to?
I'm about to. My lease starts on the 15th, so I'm very close to being there. David, it's really nice to meet you. I was really nervous about the fact that we haven't said hello to each other, and it's been about like 15 minutes since we've been on this call. And I felt really rude, but it's nice to meet you.
Don't even think twice about it. I did think the same thing. I wonder when I'm going to meet this other person.
Yeah, I think that's a host blunder in terms of trying to bring the guests together and introduce everybody. But definitely before the show. And if it's in the show, then it's at the top. It's not 7 minutes in.
But I have to give it, the host of the show has to get through his 10 minutes of headache-inducing sound bites. So that kind of fills up the top. Exactly.
We have so much to get to. I almost don't want to even start.
I say let's jump into it.
Let's jump into it.
I guess the newest news is that, David, you were in a College Humor sketch.
I was in a lot of them, yeah.
You were in multiple, okay. The one that I remember you from is the book club one.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
John Gabris, who's coming over tonight for drinks at my house with his wife.
Wow.
Are they bringing flowers?
By advertising on YouTube, I grow my business by reaching
We're
my
keeping
most important
this part
customers.
In, too. People like we Allison. Won't cut out the pre-rolls. Yeah. Now just the audio is playing. We can't see anything.
It's a solid bet. A Frankfurter is a hot dog. The f*** is going on here?
David, this is our book club.
Are you actually open to notes?
Sure. So we're playing out this whole clip right now?
We have time.
Okay.
I think you came in a little too hot.
I think that was the intent.
Meet Flukeson. He's in charge.
Now, Streeter, I've told you countless times, I just select the books. It's the authors who are in charge.
Oh, wow.
That's
wise.
That's so insightful.
Yeah.
Please, I'd sleep well tonight knowing that I added another member to our little circle.
I have another note. I feel like you could have played with it more.
This video is 10 years old. David looks almost exactly the same. It's crazy how little you've aged in the last 10 years. You've had kids, too.
Are you
so you're
zaddy?
Supposed to be, like, tired and you haven't, like, grayed or gotten fatter or more wrinkly. Like, what are you hiding here?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've gotten gray, but I have maintained a healthy lifestyle.
And what does that entail?
I'm working out. I'm eating right. I'm just trying to avoid the slow decline, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Delay the inevitable.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Let's keep playing it. Oh, sorry. Do you want to get more?
Or dare I say, rhombus of letter.
It is rhombus.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's open up our books to page 34.
You're smiling.
And risk a tangle with
it's bullshit already.
I did as Jim told me. For
Sam,
some reason.
Sam, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Flukeson, you're reading an entirely different book.
No, I'm not. Am I?
You definitely, you are.
Oh, you look at that. What an astute observation. You, my friend, must be a Jew.
Did not remember that joke at all. Vague anti-Semitic slurs. This was the aughts. We didn't know better. We couldn't have done
2011,
better.
2011, not the aughts.
It
David,
just felt
why?
Right.
Yes.
I guess this is more of a character note. Why were you so mean to Flukeson just then?
You know, I wouldn't say it was mean. I was more confused. And maybe my confusion read as mean.
Please continue, Samuel.
For some reason, my first year of school had wrought a great change in our relationship. Calpurnia's tyranny, unfairness.
Okay. Sorry, Sam. Again, Flukeson, your book now is sideways and upside down.
Caught me red-handed again, you fat Jew. All right. Seems as though my brain has gone a little cuckoo for all this literature. Much like that little scamp.
You little fat Jew. Oh, that's good stuff. That's funny. Good on Gabris. He nailed that. Did he improvise that, or was that written by a Jewish person?
That was written by me, a fat Jew.
Okay, that's good. This was before the fat Jewish, too.
Hey, Flukeson, why don't you read the next part?
Okay, I don't see your name tag that says Flukeson. I'll be the one who tells you who reads.
Oh, come on, Flukeson, read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you never read.
Yeah, come on, Flukeson. Come on. Fine, I'll read, you little pieces of
starting with, for some reason.
What's his plan right here?
For some reason,
Hold up. Flukeson, are you illiterate?
Listen up, bub. I've been running this book club since before you were breathing, so I'd calm down with the accusations.
How long have you been running this for?
8 months.
It's good editing.
Longer than you've been alive.
Not cutting away from you.
Was that, David, was that a year post note, or did the editor take liberty with that? Because,
that's
again,
we
can't see this video, so we really have to be descriptive with our audio.
Are you not seeing this? I'm sharing my screen.
I'm seeing it, yeah, but for anybody listening, you got to imagine that this is a podcast, right? So people will be listening.
Yeah, Jeff, you got to remember what we're doing here.
Yeah, well, I try to make it so that we're just hanging out and having a good time, and then people can feed off that energy. From an audio perspective. Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely not that. I don't remember the edit.
Take seven, take.
Hey, Fluxen, you know, if you can't read, it's okay, you know, it's fine.
Jesus Christ, I can read. Look, okay? Bird flying away, it's blackbird flying in the dead of night, stopwatch. Yawn tree, taupe-ish cover. Is everyone happy now?
Is everyone
yawn
happy?
Tree taupe-ish cover. You wrote this, David?
Happy.
I wrote this one. This was an all-nighter. Oh, yeah, it says all-nighter there.
How does this make you feel watching it now, nearly 10 years later?
It's a fun... Watching Hardly Workings, are we supposed to be genuine, or is this like all some big fucking joke about...
I think it's, I like to think that it's some uncomfortable in between.
Got it. I will speak genuinely. I enjoy watching old Hardly Workings. I forget almost everything that happens in them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we can see you looking for the buttons to hit.
What does it sound like when you read, Vincent?
For some reason, my first year of school had wrought a great change in our relationship.
Does anyone else not hear the difference between the two of us?
How about, can you just write your name down on a piece of paper? Want me to write Fluxen on a sheet of paper? Yeah, of course I can do that.
He looks stressed, like he's trying to ace an SAT. Yeah.
Such a good acting. Such a good performance.
He is so clearly caught.
But he's already still powering through. He was caught like 30 seconds in. Yes, Johnny, let's get your take. What do you think?
I think there's a little too much conflict in this sketch. I think, if anything, when someone can't read, I prefer when someone is a little more nurturing in that regard. But
heard it here first. Johnny Villa doesn't think that David
wrote a good sketch 10 years ago.
I did not say that.
This is unbelievable. This is the first time anybody's been called out who was in the guild.
Well.
Looks like a rising sun with not enough rays.
Important focus on what we're supposed to be doing, like bird flying away from tree in the middle of the night, moon.
What's the name of the book?
What is the name of the book? I just told you, this is getting truly rhombus at this point. I show up every week on time, and now you accuse me of being illiterate? Do you know what that's like?
I show up every week on time. So
he makes a good point. How can he read a clock?
Does anyone ask an accountant if they can count? Does anyone ask other people whose jobs are to count if they can count? No.
Luxon, what letter is this?
I cannot read. But I can sing. I can't sing. I can dance. I'm not going to dance. I can't dance. I'm going to leave. I apologize, everyone. I'm really sorry. Oh, I just sprained my ankle. Worth it. Gotta go. Bye.
Straight up passed out with my eyes open. What'd I miss? We still respect Fluxen, right?
We still respect Fluxen. Was Dan there while we were shooting that, or was the joke that he couldn't actually be in the shot? So it was a two shot of two people, a two shot of the other, and then Dan was sort of in the no man's land, caught between
the
cameras.
We don't actually have time for this question, Amir. We actually have to move on because there's a lot of stuff that we didn't get to thus far. David, you and I know each other because you gave me a job working on Carpool Karaoke.
Yes.
Let's go Rosebud Thorn from that experience for you. Thorn first, then Rose, then Bud. Do you know the game?
Rose is the best part.
Yes. Thorn is the worst, and Bud is what you're looking forward to. Let's go Thorn first, get the negative out of the way, because I can't imagine that it's that long.
No, it probably was the worldwide pandemic that ended your job and my job very, very short.
Yes, that is true. That is true. And it is the pandemic that did that, right? Because I've been getting texts from Casey Stewart, and he's been kind of being like, hey, like, we're going to the office. I was like, what are you talking about? He said, the show's back. I said, I haven't gotten any emails.
Yeah, I told Casey to keep that quiet.
Yeah.
No, it's just a matter of, you know, budgets change, responsibilities for people change, and it's good. It's as Amir can tell you, it's a long road.
Yeah,
long con. You know, and there's some dead ends. And sometimes the roads lead to great things.
Roads. That's an interesting thing to bring up, because what I was going to ask you is, you live on a street, right?
Mm-hmm.
That street is in California. The exact street address is. Let's talk about it. I'm wondering,
obviously,
how much did you put
don't
down
leave the actual
on a California
address,
ranch?
Yeah.
And how often does Jeff Grusviner, I've never said it out loud, come over?
So this is where I would say, let's cut that part out.
The exact address. Yeah. How he so? Usually says it and then we bleep it.
Oh, cool. Cool. And then secondly,
we can talk about something else.
Jeff is a good friend of mine. He comes over often.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can see you're getting uncomfortable, so we'll change the subject. What school do your kids go to?
That's even more invasive.
Yeah.
Why? That's very invasive.
Incredibly right. personal.
Yeah.
How would that even be beneficial to the listeners?
What's that?
Even if he answered, yeah, why is that good for people to listen to? He's just like, yeah, they go to fucking Walter Reed or something.
That's middle school. Johnny, why would it be beneficial for them to know my exact home address?
Yeah, that one was bad too.
Oh, that one. Yeah, yeah.
Some people want to know. Some people want to know. Net worth?
No.
This one you should answer.
This one's actually kind of cool. Because it's like.
Because it shows like your gravitas. You're here for a reason. And yeah.
It's my net worth?
That sweet, sweet cash you have.
You guys have guests on this podcast based only on their net worth?
Yeah, you probably stack up. I mean, if just from my guesstimations, it's probably somewhere around 750,000. So, like, you're probably one of the richest people who's been on the show.
Okay. Cool. What's next?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
We should talk about the Friends reunion. I mean,
okay.
You were part of... Let me finish, right?
I wasn't encouraging you to stop. I was just kind of a natural thing is to
active
say, okay.
Active listening. Yeah.
Active listening. Yeah. Thank you, Amir.
Sorry. It's just like, you know, I can't walk and chew gum at the same time. I can't talk when other people are like trying
you
to
you can't do that first thing.
Ideas.
That first thing is the basic thing that people say you can usually do that.
Yeah. That's the baseline.
Yeah. Again, this is exactly what I'm fucking talking about.
And also, you like, said that so aggressively, like it's us, it's on us that you don't know how to do that.
This is not going the way I wanted it to. Friends reunion, you wrote mm-hmm. on it. Let's talk about it. This is historic, right? This is an unbelievable accomplishment for Matthew Perry and the gang.
Sure.
Yeah. Ben Winston directed.
Mm-hmm.
Fullwell, 73, co-founder. James yes. Corden hosted.
Yes.
You were there on the day.
Yes.
What was the most rewarding part of rapping and being able to do nothing for several months afterwards?
The buildup, I'm not going to lie, made me think that the question was going to relate in some way to that.
Yeah.
The best part of, I guess, not working, being done with it was that I could spend time with my family. It's a strange question.
Okay. He answered it in the question. You're like, what was the best part of finishing this thing and having 3 months after that?
Yeah. I tried to be more descriptive by saying I had spent time with my family, but who cares?
Who was the hardest person to get along with for you personally on the set? And let's name them.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
It seems like no answer to my question yeah. is adjusting your next question.
Yeah, it definitely feels like you have an agenda. And sometimes I ask a question to further the conversation and you sort of sweep it under the rug and you ask David why he fired you.
Not only do you sweep it under the rug, you don't even make a facial reaction as if you've listened or heard what Amir has said.
Yeah, like you're a pre-tape or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. But we can keep, let's keep going.
Basically, you're a bad host.
You guys don't understand what goes into putting the show on. Once a week, this has to come out every Friday. I have to have an agenda. Otherwise, we don't get to shit. We don't get to the thick of it. We don't fucking get to know each other, forge bonds that last a lifetime.
But again, that seems it's more on you based on your actions thus far more than it is on us. I'm trying to answer your questions in as thoughtful of a way as I can. And you are just on to the next one. We went through College Humor, Carpool, and the Friends reunion in a matter of 5 minutes. Go on.
And then
what's
the second,
question?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Never mind.
Welcome to Friends or Friends. This is a segment where I'm gonna list quotes from the Friends reunion and also things that my friends have said to me, and you guys have to figure out which is which. This is for actual cash. This is for money. $10 for every right answer, $10 owed to me for every wrong answer. Are we ready to play?
No.
All right. This was like going to be a 10-minute segment. So if we're
I'll play it. I'll play it without the second part of that.
Okay. The cash comes regardless. Again, I can't seem to fucking figure out your Venmo, but I can do Apple Pay later on. Here we go. Are you guys ready? Johnny? Any questions?
Yeah, fine. Let's just go.
Yeah. All right. Amir?
Start the fucking segment, dude.
Wait, you look so disappointed.
Your real friends.
I'm going to say the TV show Friends.
David's exactly right. That was Courtney Cox talking to Jennifer Aniston.
You could probably use their character names.
I have never seen Friends and I didn't watch the reunion. Hey, did you take my laptop charging cord?
Your friend.
Correct. That was my roommate, George Saba. Oh my God.
The show.
Could have been either.
It was the show. Yeah, that was Matthew Perry.
Well, we're at $30 now.
1030, because you said the word of the day, dude.
Oh, right. 1030.
Yeah, it starts to add up towards the end of the show, and I just like can't Fantastic. Quite make ends meet.
Is that from you, or is it HeadGum money?
It's from my personal checking account, yeah. And it's hard because I'm not making those WGA rates anymore. I just make money off editing this podcast and my other
podcast.
But
you are going to send the money regardless, right?
I'm going to send it for sure. It's just like, because it's all, you have to like suffer for your art. And I think that it's better to make comedy.
Okay, let's go
on
to the next question then.
Seriously, man, I need my laptop for work and I can't charge it. The last time I saw you, you had it.
George Zaba again. Yeah, it's a continuation.
Yeah,
it's continuing.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
So, yeah.
Whoa.
That could be George reacting to something that you said to him in response to the. The follow up was going to be, but I think it's from Friends.
That's correct. That's Matt LeBlanc. That's Matt on the couch, basically. So the setup was David Schwimmer was like doing this trivia bullshit, and the rest of them were sitting on the couch, and I think Matt LeBlanc just kind of like leaned over and he was like, whoa, you know.
You think? You think he did that? This is like the crux of the entire segment is that you're 100% sure that these things happen. Otherwise,
he might not.
We're just right. He might not.
Also, you've never seen the show or the reunion, yet you know this. You might know a very specific moment where they sat on a couch together and said a line that doesn't even seem that noteworthy.
I watched it for the segment. This is a genuine reaction that I had. I thought it was like a reunion episode, but it was like a special.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry you thought it was something else.
Yeah. I feel terrible that it was like the highest rated show ever on HBO Max.
This is actually the perfect time for the major key alert of the week.
Cool.
Expectations can often lead to disappointment. So I think that what we need to do is go into almost everything expecting nothing. So you'll always be pleasantly surprised. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Such a huge deviation from the segment. What is going on? Are we still playing the game or no?
That's a valid question. Like, is the game over?
I'm trying to win money.
No, we're mid-segment. Okay. I had to get a new charger. If you took my old one, can you please Venmo me? Seems like
George,
a really weird
roommate
on me. And to
your
be honest,
roommate.
It's made this week really hard for me. Yes, that's George Saba. Yeah. How did you? You're really good at this game, David. This is unbelievable. Actually, you're cleaning house. Mm-hmm. That's $50. $1,050, we should say. My roof is a mess.
Oh, that's from the Friends
the TV
special.
Show.
It's like, yeah, when they Correct. Saw that, the helicopters taking a look at their house.
Yeah.
Jump forward and just say that we're going to alternate between Friends, a TV show, and your friend, your roommate, George, over and over and over again?
That's incorrect.
Oh.
Are all the George ones related to this story about
the laptop
charger?
Yeah. Amir, you must be the worst to watch any movie with, right? Because you're just sitting there being like, oh, is he going to like end up with the girl at the end? It's like, just watch. Like, just
well, is Amir, but is Amir right?
Shh. My mom bought me the DVD series when I was in elementary school.
The TV show Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was BTS.
Doesn't matter, just, okay.
Why was BTS in it? Can I ask that?
Because they're the biggest K-pop
Boy
group
band.
In the world, yeah.
Yeah, that felt like an HBO Max decision where it's just like, let's get a famous person in here to talk about it who's young and from another country.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. I wasn't involved in the BTS conversations.
Just saw you turned my bed into another house. I don't know how you could have done that without me noticing because we both work from home all day, but what the fuck is going on?
You've transitioned to a new part of your roommate relationship, but it's still George.
That's correct. $1,070 pocketed. This is crazy. This is probably the most much. Well, not really, because you probably made head writer WGA rates on Carpool for sure, which is what, $5,600 a week?
What's the next one?
Just went outside and my car is painted a sickening shade of green. Call me so we can settle this like men.
George.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Text.
What's that?
Text, or he said that to you?
That was a text, yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You know, in these George scenarios, you are painting yourself to be a real villain.
How do you figure?
It seems like George, if he knew what was good for him, he would end this relationship.
Okay. That's like not really what I wanted to hear from you, because like that what you saying this just now paints me out to be the villain, because people respect what you have to say because you're the guest.
Cool. So maybe you should, I hope George is listening. Let's do the next one.
And
this TV show.
Yes, that was said by Jennifer. Wait, sorry. That was said by Jennifer Aniston.
Aniston?
What's that?
Did you say Aniston?
But just to be clear, you said her name correctly like 2 minutes ago, didn't you?
I guess because she said the word and, it kind of tricked his brain into thinking that that word was also in her.
It was such a bad plan words. I just thought he was like messing up her name.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the white van.
All right.
Those are mixed really loud for us still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next quote. All right. So you beat the shit out of me this time. At Cedars for now, but when I get home, we're settling this like men.
Yeah, I mean, Friends took place in New York, so Cedars is a hospital in Los Angeles, so that was George.
Yeah, but they shot it in L.A. That was correct, but they shot it in L.A.
They wouldn't include a line like that in the show.
I.
Stop. One letter fucking clues. Anybody could have said I. That yeah. must have been said so many times to you on the special.
I'm gonna say the Friends show.
Correct. That was said by Matthew Perry.
I'm worried now. I'm genuinely worried that you're gonna give us a clue of do, and you're gonna award yourself the word of the week.
Oh, interesting.
It can only be awarded once.
Got it.
It can't happen. Oh, hi, Jeffrey. Okay. This is Larry Saba. I just heard the news about you killing my son, George, in a fisticuffs, and I just wanted to say that I appreciate it. He was a total nerd. In high school, I asked him if he smoked weed, and he laughed and said, you know what that shit does to you, right? Fucking square. Anyways, thanks again, and let me know if you're ever in Cincinnati. I have an older friend who just got divorced, and she's looking to take on a sugar baby. So basically, she'd pay you for companionship, and if anything sexual happened, that's fine.
This is definitely not your roommate, George.
No, that was his dad, I think.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. That was Larry Saba. How'd you know?
Matthew Perry.
Sorry, I have to respond to an email.
Right now?
Yeah, this seems insane. All right,
that's enough. I think we got the point. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
What was your intent there? What's going on?
This is another segment. This is the price of Dwight.
Okay.
All right, hold for what? What were you waiting for there?
Sorry, 1 second.
No, please don't play the music.
And then Ferris, if you can mix that so it sounds like it's coming from the source audio of David, Johnny, and Amir, that'd be great.
No way. Three people? That was a full fucking canned audience laughter. 40.
Ferris is our producer.
Oh, okay.
This is The Price of Dwight. Have you guys heard of The Price is Right? David, you and I used to work above there.
Yes, I know of it.
Yeah. Basically, on that show, you guess the price of an object and the closest one to get it guess that object or that cash or whatever. So this is the price of Dwight, right?
Yeah.
You keep
waiting for a fucking reaction that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I completely agree with Amir.
I'm going to list off some celebrities, Dwight, and you guys are going to basically guess. What's that?
What's a celebrities, Dwight?
Like celebrities named Dwight or who have played characters named Dwight.
Okay.
Is this only going to be Rainn Wilson?
No.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Some of them are going to be salary. Some of them are going to be total net worth, et cetera, et cetera. Rainn Wilson's
what?
Salary.
We're doing salaries of celebrities named Dwight.
Yes. Again, this is for actual cash. So if you get it right, you get the amount of money
divided by 100, let's say, because I can't afford any of this, but I could do a couple thousand.
Sure.
Savings. Let's for
go.
Sure.
Go right, for Dwight, it.
Rainn
by
Wilson's,
the way, no, the money thing.
Yeah.
Like that can't listeners can't really care that much.
Yeah. So
like
you're only putting stakes.
Like you're putting the burden on yourself to, I guess, pay us when we don't need that.
I gave Caleb Harris $1,300 and then I had to borrow money from George to pay rent that month. And I paid him back in 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
So when I hear that, the takeaway is like, that's on you. I don't feel bad.
You shouldn't have done that.
I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah. Rainn Wilson's salary on The Office. Per episode, let's say.
I'm going to say $350,000 an episode.
Half a million.
It's lower. It's 225.
All right, I'm going to go even lower. Let's say 70,000.
No way. Come on. Johnny, that's insulting.
This man is a national treasure. Dwight is iconic.
We can't have any side talk? Jesus.
No, I just don't think he's a national treasure. Like, the show is, maybe.
285.
What is it?
440. Yeah.
It's 100,000. It's 100,000 per episode. It's a nice clean number. And that's awesome.
Seems low.
That's a lot. No, it's a lot.
Yeah, it seems low.
20 it in does. A season, let's say. That's $2 million.
Yeah, but you got to think in the height of like Friends, they were making $1 million an episode. I think Dwight was not quite there, but like to think that he was getting half that seems possible.
I would say the same. Where'd you find that?
Google.
Yeah, I might have started there and then gone up.
Yeah.
Dwight D. Eisenhower's salary as president of the United States. Annual.
$200,000.
Keep in mind,
are we adjusting for inflation?
1953 to what's that?
Are we adjusting for inflation?
No.
I'm going to say $85,000. Okay, just tell us.
I'm going to stick to my guns. $70,000.
$100,000 a year.
Okay.
So basically a 20th of what Rainn Wilson made, which is kind of crazy because what's just more important, playing Dwight Schrute or being the leader of the free world?
Do another one.
Dwight Howard's salary this season.
$100,000.
I see where you're going with that, though. And yep. I did wonder if somebody was going to go that route. Amir, you should know this.
I believe he signed the vet minimum. 1 year, $2.3 million.
Absolutely correct. Nice. That was really good. That's
good job, Amir.
So what's $2.3 million divided by 100?
No, you said divided by 10, didn't you?
No, I said 100.
No, he said 100.
Fairest play that back.
Yes. No, divided by 100, let's say, because I can't afford any of this.
It's 23,000.
Really?
Yep.
I thought it would have been
20. Tenth is 230,000, and then a tenth of that is $23,000.
That will ruin me.
Yep.
I don't have that.
Find it.
Yeah. So don't give it. You don't have to offer it.
He already offered it.
Dwight Fair. Yoakam's net worth.
Who is Dwight Yoakam?
He's an American country singer.
Okay.
Net worth $4 million.
$1.5 million.
$5 million.
That's $50 million. $50 million USD as of 2020. Let's go Dwight L. Moody.
Who's that?
He is
Dwight Yoakam, a country star that none of us had heard of, is net worth is $50 million?
We're not plugged into that scene. I bet like a couple people listening to this love Yoakam.
Sure. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Dwight L. Moody.
Who's that?
He's the founder of the Moody Church. He was an evangelist who lived in Northfield, Massachusetts in the 19th century.
So are you saying his net worth or the church's net worth?
It is one and the same, but let's go his.
$100 million.
That was the dumbest guess I've ever fucking heard.
He started a church. Those things are cash cows.
Not a mega church.
Grabs.
When was he alive?
This was, I can get, you want the exact years? Because that might actually.
No, just a rough era. Or give me a decade.
This would have been the 19th century. He was born in 1937 and he died right before the turn.
Yeah, you're right. That was a dead giveaway. I would say $2 million.
Johnny?
Let's go $1 million. I think it's
$0, right? He did it for the love of Christ. Like, he skirted by for sure, and he lived in his parents' house. Dwight Morrow.
Who's that?
He was an American businessman and the ambassador to Mexico during the Coolidge and Hoover administrations.
And what are you asking us for?
His net worth.
Currently?
Well, he's dead, but at the time of his death.
I can't imagine.
Not adjusted for inflation or adjusted.
Where'd you find this one?
This one would have been Google.
It's $15,000.
His net worth was $15,000. He was a businessman and then an ambassador. Like
the last whites, his net worth was zero. And you told us to that like a mic drop. Like, you just tricked all of us. So I'm sorry if I'm trying to adjust my gameplay.
Yeah.
$2 million. $100,000. $300,000.
There's no way this could be part of the game. Listen to you. This is ridiculous. Tell us the amount and move on. This
$10 million. Adjusted for inflation, it's $150 million.
Okay, let's just move on to the next segment. It feels a little stagnant now, and the music playing isn't really helping. Okay.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's also funny. You can tell the sign.
Sorry, there's a delay on that one. I hit it before you start talking.
The sign of a good game is when you reveal the answers, and it's just complete silence by all of the guests.
Yeah, like nobody cares who this random guy's fake salary was, adjusted for inflation. Go fuck yourself.
You added that like it was going to be like, whoa, wow. It's that much money? It's like,
holy
we
shit,
don't know
I can't believe that's
it.
Yeah, if anything, that's like a cool fact about inflation, but like it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter how much money this dead man has.
Like the 12th Dwight on this game, it's like, oh my, yeah, who gives a fuck?
It's actually a good note. I think I maybe overdid it with the Dwight segment.
It's the first time I've ever heard you be introspective about this train wreck.
Plugs. David, what are you working on? Tell the people, point the people towards something. He's yawning, so he's got to be overworked. What are those jobs?
Our AC is out in my house, and I get very tired quickly.
It's going to get hot this weekend into next week. You better get that fixed.
The AC guy is coming tomorrow.
I love that for you.
Thank you so much.
So nothing to plug?
Oh, nothing to plug.
Issue or...
All right.
Follow me at Gabutch. It's a compressor issue with the second AC. Follow me at Gabutch. Unverified.
Yeah.
But verifiably funny.
Nice. You should change your bio to that. Did you apply for verification? They just opened it up again.
No, I have not. No.
Yeah. I feel like your priorities shifted because you became a dad and then like it's what is verification at that point?
Like, that's kind of my brand. My brand is desperate dad.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. I go hard. I go hard at that.
You what?
I go hard at that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, it's fine. Just like power through onwards. I might actually have Ferris cut that out just to make you look better. Johnny, anything to plug?
Jeez.
I mean, you didn't have to be so mean to David.
No,
yeah, I don't know what there. I don't even know what I did. It's a turn of phrase that many people use. I'm going to go hard at something. And did you mistake that for being like a sexual thing?
No, it wasn't sexual. It was slang from 2004. Johnny?
All right.
Okay. In terms of plugs.
Why are you guys like sullen? I thought we had a lot of fun.
You're so aggressive to me, and then you kind of loop Johnny in like he's going to side with you, and it makes him probably feel uncomfortable. I'm sorry to speak for you, Johnny, but
no, you're absolutely correct.
Thank you. It's like when you lash out at somebody at a public place, and then you look to somebody like, can you believe this guy? And you agree with the other guy.
Sometimes you're staring at the second person. You're like, what is your problem? But like staring at your friend, like talking, like urging him to join you for this common enemy. But like the enemy's, in theory, on our side against you in this case.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was probably, I mean, Amir, it was a slightly more complicated way of describing that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We basically don't like Jeff.
Yes. Sorry. That's very direct and clear.
Yeah.
Which leads me to my plug. Unfollow at Jeffrey James on Instagram.
No absolute way. Because last week your plug was to follow me.
Yeah, but you've just been so sour this entire recording that I just feel obligated to tell people to not follow you anymore.
What if I do better next week?
Then I'll tell people to follow you.
All right, yeah.
How many episodes of this have you guys done?
This is the pilot. No, I think we've done 54.
Unaired pilot.
54, wow. Can I do, I guess now that I have Amir on the line, can I do other HeadGum podcasts?
Oh, you're asking me if you'll be on? Sure, which ones do you want to be on?
Whichever.
You should go on Keeping
Records.
Did you
have a fun time that you want to like, you want to keep this vibe going?
I want to keep the vibe going. I want to keep on rolling.
Well, you should come by the new office. We just moved in this week.
Okay.
I feel like if Johnny had said that, you would have been much more happy about it.
No, Johnny's leaving though.
Correct.
So I wouldn't get to see Johnny.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right. He's totally right on that.
It's in Silver Lake. So, we have a basketball hoop.
Wait, you no longer are downtown?
Moved this week.
And is there a office in New York too?
Yeah. Williamsburg.
Wow. Cool.
Wow.
I have some genuine questions that I guess I could just talk
to
my longtime good friend Amir. I could just ask him.
This is the
first. Right.
Yeah. Because you'd never heard the show.
Never.
Now, I had never heard. Now what do you think?
It's confusing.
Yes.
Yeah. Unsettling.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And you know what's so funny is I'm not saying those words as part of this bit.
Yes.
From the second we hit record, I have been confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was there any point that you felt comfortable?
No.
Yeah. And
that's largely on you.
And yeah, that's the end of the review. You don't have to like now sort of press and figure out the nuances behind that.
Yes.
He's telling you he was uncomfortable from the get-go because of you. No follow-ups, full stop, end of criticism.
Okay.
Yes, and also I would even say to him, like there wasn't any nuance because there didn't need to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You deserve to be bluntly told you are simply not good.
Yes.
Yeah. Follow me on Insta, Adamir, Attaboy. And
nice.
We'll be back.
Just say Adamir because it's going to be confusing. People are going to search Adamir, Attaboy. You're 40.
We had a baby, Attaboy. And remember that? 1-800 Collect commercial? 1-800 Collect.
Bob, we had a baby, it's a boy.
maybe a little too old for this crowd.
Yeah, tough room.
Yes. called the 1-800 like it was payphones. Yeah, payphone commercial.
Yeah,
back when people
they had commercials for payphones.
No, it was for 1-800 calls. Yeah, 1-800
collect. Got it. Oh, it's like 1-800 flowers, but
You don't need to. You don't need to understand it. It's fine. It won't affect you.
Next week, everyone, we'll see you guys.
Let's figure this out. So what could I have done differently to make you feel more included? Is that the issue? You felt like you weren't a part of the team? You thought it was like us three versus you?
Who are you talking to? The answer is yes to all of us.
Sorry. Yeah. And I got a text message, so I was reading it.
All right. Awesome.
We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to the show. At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter. Follow David.
Is this it? It's just done. It's just done now.
I don't know. Yeah. Seems like everybody wants to get the hell out of Dodge.
Thanks to David for coming, right?
Yeah, thank you so much to David for coming. Yeah, we'll see you guys again next week. Follow David on Instagram and Twitter at Gabutch. And I'll follow up with you over text just where you want to point people towards in terms of like whether it's Wonderland Elementary or whether it's like a magnet charter in a way.
As to where my kids go to school?
Because Gideon seems to be showing some talents in terms of the visual arts.
I don't have someone named Gideon in my family.
I got to head out. Later, guys.
Yep. Oh, bye-bye. And they all left the Zoom.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Laitman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.